Stellenbosch, postcard perfect little town, noted for its vineyards and its Afrikaans language university. Around 200 marchers, farm workers, unionists and other supporters, have walked, danced and sung the 2 miles from the town center to the sprawling wine estates of Lanzarach and Nordsford. Wendy Picure, General Secretary of Farm Worker Union Sikhula Sonke, addresses the crowd.
Today, as we celebrate Freedom Day, we declare to the country that we know freedom.
The introduction of democracy in 1994 secured the vote for everyone and property rights for some. The negotiated end of apartheid was meant to be the foundation for greater social justice.
What we have seen over the last 11 years has been farmers using their mountains of money and lawyers to deny us opportunity to move to greater freedom and equality. The courts and the government provide us with no defense against this abuse by some of these farmers who originally stole the land from our people.
Far-reaching land reform was one of the key tasks facing the ANC government elected in 94. But in 12 years, it has managed to return just 3% of agricultural land to black ownership. In the Yonkershoek Valley, farm owners are systematically evicting farm workers from their homes, homes that many of them were born in. In many cases, these houses are being renovated and turned into trendy accommodation for tourists and students from the University of Stellenbosch.
Because clearly, people want to send a message to the many people, so we must just arrange that. I think we must send about 30 people.
I think, can't we send
a delegation of 30?
Police turn the marchers away from the gates of the first farm and then hold it up at the second. There are minor scuffles as a few marchers break through and race towards the disputed houses. Two small groups are eventually allowed through the police line to inspect the farm cottages and present their demands to one of the farm's managers. Fatima Shabuddin, director of the Women on Farms project, tells him that despite his eviction notices, no one will be leaving the farm.
And we are here today on Freedom Day to tell you that this is what freedom is about, people's right to tenure security, that on this farm you've built houses with state subsidies and now you want to evict people from houses that are theirs, built with public money.
Stephen Birch, the farm's human resources manager, accepts the statement of demands but refuses to comment. Some of the farm dwellers threatened with eviction are there to meet us. One of the farm dwellers, Flori Arison, shows us a set of padlocks on the water tank.
Basically, and Flori and them live on this farm, the water was disconnected about 6 months ago. Which basically means that people live in the farm, on the houses, but have no access to water. And the only way to get water is actually to steal water at the farm next door.
Some of the other workers' electricity has also been disconnected. Fatima Shabuddin explains that this is all meant to force the farm dwellers to accept an offer to be relocated to one of the towns in the area.
Of course, farmers will claim that farm workers have choices. But if you know power relationships between rich white owners and poor black farm workers in this country, it's not a negotiation. The issue is here, if there's no intervention, you're basically going to see the creation of a white valley.
A modern-day enclave of apartheid, the picturesque valley inhabited by rich white land owners, serviced by an army of black workers lumped together in a hidden township somewhere, commuting in on a daily basis to do the work that produces the wealth. Aunt Flory's small cottage had its water turned off months ago, but her new, white neighbors have their utilities, and several shiny cars parked just yards from her front door.
And I have to say, also enough is enough.
When we come back on the 16th of June, if they are not gone, we will take over those houses. First comrades, today!
Sikhula Sonke's Wendy Picure reads aloud from the Declaration of Defense.
We declare to all of South Africa that we are no longer afraid. We have nothing else to lose. Our freedom has been reduced to a life of white slaves in the land of our birth. The Freedom Charter is what we fought for, and we declare that the land will be owned by those who work it.